There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. Expedition Roasters is the artisanal roaster of specialty Disney and pop culture themed coffees. So why not brew some magic at your home? Some of our coffees include Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and many other unique roasts. Our coffees are certified gluten and allergen-free and feature unique custom artwork by guest artists. So start your adventure today by visiting us online at expeditionroasters.com. And Disney Nerds podcast listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code DISNERD20. Brew your happy place. That's expeditionroasters.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 264 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, I know you've been waiting for it, it's Sounds from the Park. We're just back from that big trip down to Walt Disney World early November, and I've put together a show of Sounds from the Park, courtesy of Jimmy. Jimmy spent a little time at Epcot, walking around taking some recordings, and between that and some of the live video streaming we did, I put together a show of some pretty cool audio cuts. Headphones are suggested, and what I'll do now is I'll list them how they'll be in order so you don't have my voice kind of interfering and ruining the mood as we're going along. So we're going to start out with Jimmy. Actually, he must have been waiting for somebody because he did a little bit of people watching. And what you actually get is some great Epcot, and what you get is some really great Epcot background music. He's sitting right underneath Spaceship Earth, and it seems like it's the beginning of the day, so traffic's pretty light, and the music's pretty cool. After that, he made his way over to the UK and listened in on the British Revolution for a little while. Behind those British streets, they have that little stage set up, and they've been there for a bunch of years, and it's a pretty cool session they put together. After that, we take a ride on Living with the Land. Now, this is the 2018 version, and not to say that there's anything really different in it, but it's always kind of cool to kind of hear the newest version because you never know what they do add. After that, we're going to take a little listen to the German drummers. Now, I know when you hear this, you're going to wonder how you know they're German drummers, and I'm not sure exactly how other than you got to believe me. They're wearing lederhosen, and they're playing the drums. It's a pretty interesting set. They do, too. And then how can we not finish up with anything other than Illuminations? So we will do that. You'll hear a little bit of the live streaming they did for Illuminations. So beforehand, you're going to hear a little back and forth. And also, during the recordings, you're going to once in a while hear Jimmy or somebody actually talk. Because, like I said, some of these were taken from our live streaming. So as he's streaming, people will be commenting. So he'll be answering people's questions and such. So I hope you enjoy this. Again, headphones are recommended, unless you're in the car. And I really love these Sounds for the Park shows. I hope you guys also like them. And without further ado, here we go. Sounds from the Park, the Epcot Experience.
Thank you. You don't have to worry about that. Christmas music, it's just Epcot music. Food and Wine is packed, the rest of the park really isn't too bad.
And they used to be there all the
It's going to be it has been a great day today. They are decorated for Christmas in some parks, but not at Epcot yet. Thank you.
Food and Wine. Right now, we want to take that fun to the next level. We want to get a twist party started and every one of you invited. So if you're not already, we welcome you to get up on your feet, move your bodies, clap your hands, and sing along. But the most important part is to twist and shout.
Yeah.
How's everyone feeling out there today? We're feeling so good. We love to play all day and all night. It takes on. Again, I want to be with you. I'm a phantom. The only time I feel I'm not by your side. Yeah, I want to be with you. I'm a phantom all day, not in the night. All day, not in the night. All day. Again, a day, and that's how you'll see me never. The only time I feel I'm right by your side. Yeah, I want to be with you on the dark side. All day, and out of the night. All day, and out of the night. All day.
Kevin says he knows this guitar solo backwards and forwards. And right now, he's gonna prove it! Our drummer Charlie believes to be the first official punk song of all time. Oh, it's a sing-along song from Herman's Hermits.
Welcome to a voyage of discovery and awareness, the richness and diversity. diversity, the often surprising nature of living. Our journey begins as dramatic and sudden changes are sweeping over the land. The approaching storm may seem violent and destructive to us, but to nature, it's a new beginning in the cycle of life.
Hello, Hector. Hey, Dawn. Thanks for joining. Figured I'd take y'all on a little ride. Please share. Hello, Emily.
Home to the most amazing concentration of life on the planet. These dense and beautiful forests cover only a tiny portion of the Earth's surface, but they contain more than half of its plant and animal species. Rainforests are also extremely rich in productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicines, and other elements essential to our lives. In the desert, nature has created a very different, no less beautiful living system. While this arid landscape may seem lifeless, it is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun. The American prairie once appeared as desolate as the desert, but over time, rainwater and nutrients gradually penetrated the hard surface of this land. Even the hooves of the mighty buffalo helped create the rich soil and one day become home to the American farm. Today, we're learning to live with the land, discovering better ways to grow food that will assure both human and environmental well-being.
In farmlands across America, We're learning that by plowing under vegetation containing natural fertilizers, we can enrich the soil without the use of chemicals. In Saudi Arabia and Mexico, we're learning to produce food on desert seacoasts by developing and planting crops that thrive on salt water. Here at Epcot, we're learning to reduce the need for pesticides by using natural predators like ladybugs and wasps to control pests. In Japan, we're learning by adding compost and leaves and other plants to reduce our seed.
How will we meet tomorrow's growing needs for food production, yet still respect the needs of the land? Some of the answers are being discovered just ahead. To help us maintain these carefully controlled ecosystems, and for your safety, please remain seated in your boat at all times. Welcome to our living laboratory, where scientists from Epcot and the U.S. Department of Agriculture are exploring innovative ways to produce bountiful harvests now and into the future. The tropics are home to the greatest diversity of plants on the planet. Many of these, like papaya, bananas, cacao, coffee, and rice, are well known around the world. These are just a few of the edible plants that have been an important source of nutrition for people living in the tropics. Many are rich in vitamins and minerals, while others are well adapted to growing in less than ideal conditions. Some, like the water lily, thrive in wet, swampy areas and waterways. All parts of this plant, even the flower petals, are edible. The starchy root of the plant has long been used to make flour for baking. One day, many of these lesser-known tropical plants may be as important as the bananas growing on both sides of the boat. More than 28 million tons of bananas are eaten annually, making it the most popular fruit in the world. When we mention farming, you probably don't think of fish, but fish farming, or aquaculture, accounts for nearly half of all the seafood consumed globally. Tilapia, bass, and catfish, like the ones you see here, are three of the more popular crops raised by fish farmers. The sustainable system we're using here recycles the water in the tanks. As a result, we're able to save millions of gallons each year. Our small fish farm produces nearly 5,000 pounds of fish each year to serve in restaurants around Walt Disney World. Innovations like this one can play an important role in our efforts to produce bountiful harvests and still protect natural resources.
There's another one.
While there are more than 50,000 edible plant species in the world, most of us are only familiar with the handful that make up our everyday diet. The common grains growing here, wheat, maize, sorghum, and millet, plus rice, account for nearly two-thirds of our global food consumption. Learning how to increase yields of these staples is an important goal of research around the world.
Yeah, but it's huge. Well, all that's so good. There are at least
blue agave. That means tequila.
These plants are definitely on their way up. Innovative growing techniques like these increase yields while more efficiently using resources like water, fertilizer, and pesticides. Another innovation at work here is our integrated pest management program. By populating our greenhouses with beneficial insects that prey on harmful pests, like aphids and flies, we are significantly reducing our reliance on conventional pesticides. We're growing these crops using our nutrient film system. This technique precisely controls and recycles water and nutrients. With it, we can produce over 27,000 heads of lettuce a year in this one small area. Some of our best ideas have been inspired by nature, like these fruit and vegetable trees. By growing these ground plants vertically, we can increase yields and better control diseases. These crops taste as good as they look. In fact, we serve more than 15 tons of produce from our greenhouses in restaurants here at the land every year. The future of agriculture may include innovative ideas like this vertical growing system. Plants grown in this way use a fraction of the space required by traditional growing methods. That saves water and increases production. The aquaponic system on your left combines hydroponics with aquaculture. The fish provide a natural source of fertilizer for the plants, and the plants help keep the water clean for the fish. It's another great way to produce more while using less. In our lab, Epcot scientists are working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture on a number of innovative projects.
Thank y'all for joining. Make sure to follow the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page for more live streams all this week. appreciate you guys joining. Make sure to share the show. We're going to be flipping to Illuminations Live here shortly. We're good, Justin. Thank you.
I can.
It's been a good trip so far. Lisa's first night.
It is my first night. I just got here.
First couple hours.
Yeah.
Hello, Jenny. If you're here, are you here? Are you here? If you're here in Epcot, come join us over by Germany.
That's a good reason to be here.
Gerald, I'll buy you a beer, man. You just gotta show up. I know that's not easy for you.
Hello, Chris from 5 miles away.
Hello, Chris from 5 miles away. Awesome. Thank you, man. Columbia shirt, Disney Nerds Podcast logo on it. Please, everybody, share the show. Let's see how many people we can get on here watching the live stream with us.
Rub it in, Justin. All right. Keep sharing. We'll see what we got.
Yes, everybody can share. We're going to see. Let's try and get it up to at least 100 people watching Illuminations together. So sharing your personal, sharing any Disney groups you're in.
Donald, there has been drinking. I don't know if we got every country tonight, but.
I drank mostly around the world. I definitely ate halfway around the world earlier.
Yeah, probably. Petrol is dry.
Pretzel und Bier.
Yeah, pretzel und Coke.
Pretzel und Coke?
Coca-Cola.
Coke, I'm driving tonight.
Thank you very much. About 35 people in here right now.
I'm certain we're going to be amazed.
Prepare to be amazed.
Justin, that is one of Jimmy's lines, so he will now be repeating it for the remainder of the night.
You know where that comes from, right? You know where that comes from?
Why don't you tell us all where it comes from?
Meet the Robinsons.
Yes, it does.
Prepare to be amazed.
Underrated movie.
It's probably one of the most underrated Disney movies ever.
He already had some. I did not. No, I abstained.
You had a little sip.
I did have a little sip of limoncello, but I did a frozen Coke with, what was in that?
Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace. That was really good.
That would be like right up Sam's alley.
I had that too. It was awesome.
It was very well done. All
right, it's time. We're going to flip you around.
I'm gonna try to flip you around. Hey, there's a little button right there.
Good evening. Walt Disney World, the place where dreams come true. We welcome all of you to Epcot and World Showcase.
Enjoy the show, guys.
Here tonight, around the fire, as people of all lands have gathered for thousands and thousands of years before us to share the light. And to share a story, an amazing story, as old as time itself, but still being written. And though each of us has our own individual stories to tell, a true adventure emerges when we bring them all together as one. We hope you enjoy our story tonight. Reflections of Earth.
It's Magic Kingdom in the background there, folks.
tripod costs much your phone. I know it's going to save you going to be more so with the tripod.
Especially since mom brought hers and I hate hers. Stuck using hers all week. If you want me to get hers, then we have both two of them. We'll have two of them for Thursday because she's coming.
I'm not live streaming anything on Thursday. Do you think?
No.
Should I put the phone on?
I'll live stream. Since we weren't given media tickets. Thank you.
for having been with us for Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. We hope that your visit to the Walt Disney World Resort has been a truly magical experience for you and yours. We wish you a pleasant evening and a safe journey home. Thank you and good night.
Guarini. Bon nuit, les gens.
Yeah, thanks, Megan. All right, everybody, we are shutting it down. Thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful evening. We will see you guys real soon. Good night, people.